Welcome to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. And today we turn to Psalm 23. This week I'll be reading from the King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now for a devotion on Psalm 23, written by Jefferson Furtado, native of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, member of the Connectional Ministry staff of the Tennessee Western Kentucky Conference of the United Methodist Church. Jefferson writes, "My first memory of Psalm 23 does not come from a funeral or church service, but a prayer meeting in my grandmother's backyard. Grandma's Saturday morning prayer meetings were a permanent appointment in our family calendar. We lived next door to her house, and each week she would rise much too early, calling each grandchild by name so we could attend her prayer service. Psalm 23 was a regular part of the readings and was one of the psalms we were expected to memorize. As I got older, this psalm became a nightly prayer, a plea in times of trouble, and a mantra in moments of anxiousness. Though we often hear this psalm at funerals, it speaks clearly and confidently about life. More specifically, these words speak about a way of life guided by God's faithful love that pursues us all the days of our lives. We are invited to draw near to the shepherd and place our full lives under his loving care. It is good for us to note the shift in language that happens in verse 4, where the psalmist switches from speaking about God in the third person to speaking to God in the second person. The nearness of God in language and action is an important feature in the psalm. God does not stand at a distance as life events take place. God is near. God is ready to protect as life becomes dangerous. God is ready to provide when we face adversity. God welcomes us to the table of grace. When we face difficult moments in life, we must remember that the Lord is indeed our shepherd. God is near, ready to protect, welcome, and provide. Dear Lord, when challenges grow all around us, may we feel the nearness of your goodness and faithful love and rest in your peace. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.